And from my side, welcome to all who have come to worship with us and those who join us virtually. I wasn't sure whether I wanted to wake up this morning because of the rains, obviously, but I had to, I suppose. So we're here. Thanks be to God. And I would like to also say, with those little glitches that we have, when the battery decides to die, I hope it gives us warning. But the battery of that remote decided to die this morning, so we were not forewarned. And that's why we had to struggle a little bit with the screen that we have. Today is what we call Shepherd Sunday. So we read this story of the Good Shepherd at least once a year. It is read right after the resurrection. And so I would like us to also look at the Good Shepherd, or Christ as the risen shepherd, in the light of the resurrection as well. Because Peter, in his epistle, chapter first letter of Peter, chapter 2, and verse 25, he says, "For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." You have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. We do know that when Peter wrote this epistle, this letter, Peter wrote it in the light of the resurrection. The resurrection had happened. Jesus, the risen one, had appeared to him. He had known about the resurrection, and Paul had taught. And so Peter is very much aware and affected by the resurrection itself. And so this letter grounds itself on resurrection hope and resurrection faith. Yes, the resurrection is often spoken of as an event in the past. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus is risen. And it is also viewed as a vindication of Jesus. God saying yes to the one the world rejected. And yes, that's true. God said yes to the one that the world rejected. But there is more to this truth. There is more to the resurrection. The resurrection is more than just the vindication of Jesus. It is an inauguration. It is the beginning of a new reality, a beginning of a new way of being human, a new way of belonging, a new way of living. It is being drawn by this risen one. He draws us into this new way of life. So when First Peter says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls," this return is not going backward. No, it is rather going a way of the resurrection, the life of the resurrection. It is a resurrection-shaped transformation, this return. It's not going backwards. It's a return to the being drawn into this new way of life by the one who is risen. And now, this is the one who is risen. He is the good shepherd. He is the risen shepherd. The shepherd who calls, the shepherd who guides, and the shepherd who gives life. Whilst we were like sheep going astray, Peter is very much right. This shepherd calls. This shepherd calls while we are like sheep going astray. Going astray is not just moral failure. It is rather disorientation. It is about life that is disconnected from God and God's will. It's life disconnected from God and also disconnected from one another, even disconnected to our truest self, who we ought to be. So to be astray is to live in a world where there are many voices that compete for our attention. Voices of fear, voices of power, voices of success, voices of exclusion, voices of self-preservation. These voices, they scatter us. And so Peter sees us like sheep going astray. They fragment us and they leave us restless. But the resurrection declares something radically different. The shepherd is alive and the shepherd has a voice. And the shepherd calls us. And then hear what Jesus says in that John reading. The sheep listen to my voice. I call them by name and I lead them out. So whilst there are many such voices that distract us, scatter us, and leave us restless, there is this one voice of the risen shepherd that calls us by name, and we turn to it because we are familiar with that voice. We know that voice. The call of Christ is not an echo from the past. It is a living voice in the present. So that call of the shepherd, the one who is risen, calls us out of fear into deep trust, out of isolation into community, out of false identities given to us by this world, to our truest identity of being loved. So this voice calls us to that identity. And here is grace, one thing that I always am proud of, prevenient grace. We do not initiate this return to this shepherd, but rather we respond to it. It's the shepherd that calls us out of the many voices that we hear that are disruptive. The voice of the shepherd comes in to those and calls us, and we return to that which is familiar, to the image of God. And so we respond to the call of the shepherd. Before we seek in our lostness, before we seek, as Peter says, we are like sheep that have gone astray, the shepherd seeks us first. We are sought. Before we return, the shepherd calls us and even calls us by name. The risen shepherd calls us as lost as we are. We do not yet even need to pretend as if we are other. We are called in our self, in who we are, in what we suffer. The shepherd calls us. And in that call, something new happens. A change begins. We begin to hear differently. Though there are many voices, we know what we ought to listen to. We know what we need to pay attention to because we have heard the shepherd call us. We begin to see differently. And so we also begin to live life differently. We live differently as we have heeded the call of the risen shepherd. It doesn't end there. The shepherd does not just call us, and that's it. And we have come to sit at the feet of the shepherd, and then that's it. No, it doesn't end there. You see, Jesus again says in that John reading, the sheep listens to my voice. I call the sheep by name, and I lead them. I lead them out. I go on ahead of them, and the sheep will follow. The sheep will follow. So the call is not just to come and sit. The call is to be guided, is to be guided, and we respond by following. And so Peter is right when he says, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Because now we have heard the voice and we begin to follow the shepherd. So the resurrection means that Christ is not absent. He is not a memory that we admire. No, he is not that. Christ is not like those monuments, you know, when days like this, it's now Freedom Day. I know in Johannesburg, many people will flock the monuments that are there, the museums that are there, and recall the past. Christ is not a monument like that. Christ is a living shepherd, shepherd who leads us in the present tense, in this present life. Christ is alive, and he leads us. He goes on ahead of us, and then we follow. He is a guiding, living shepherd. And his guidance is not about control. No, it is rather about transformation. And yes, indeed, when the shepherd leads us, he leads us through the valleys of the shadow of death, and not around them, but rather through them. This shepherd leads us into truth and not in illusion. No, this shepherd leads us towards reconciliation and not division. So when we hear the voice of the shepherd, being called by the shepherd, then we need to be guided by the shepherd and follow the one who guides us. That is what it means to return to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. It means we heed the shepherd's guidance and we follow and we become willing to be led. Oh, it is very difficult to lead people, trust me, especially people who are not willing to be led, who can't see what you see, and they just get stuck in the past and can't see what needs to happen ahead, and you try and lead them. Believe you me, it is very difficult. And so to be led by the shepherd means that we need to be humble ourselves and trust and enter into this trust relationship, trusting the shepherd's guidance. This is not easy. It is rather resurrection work. It's not easy because resurrection is not just about life after death. It is about life through death. The dying of old patterns, the dying of old fears, the dying of old identities. And so when we are guided by the shepherd, we are guided through this dying into a new way of becoming human, a way marked by love, a way marked by justice, a way marked by peace and reconciliation. So as we follow, we discover something new. We are not just being guided, but we are also being transformed. We are being formed. It's a formation school being guided by the shepherd. We enter a formation school and become true disciples that follow the shepherd and guardian of our souls. The shepherd does not only call, this is last, guides, but the shepherd also gives life, life to the full. Jesus says in that John reading, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, this life is not just mere existence or survival. It's life to the full. This is the heart of the resurrection. The resurrection is the moment where God declares that death does not have a final word. Brokenness does not define the future. There are new possibilities, new ways of living, a new life. And so we receive this life from the shepherd. This life is not something that we manufacture. We try and do it ourselves. It is rather something that we receive as we are drawn by the shepherd towards him. So to return to the shepherd is to enter this new life, new way of being, a life where we are no longer defined by our past, a life where we know that we belong to God and therefore belong to one another, a life where hope is not just wishful thinking, but hope is a lived reality, not defined by our past indeed, because Good Friday happened, but the resurrection changes us, our orientation, our view. We no longer see the world as a Good Friday world, a world of enmity, of fightings, of violence. We no longer see it that way. We see it with the resurrection orientation, resurrection life. We see the world as a world where life has to be lived, where hope lives again, where hope lives again. So that's the view that we have. And yes, we still live in a world marked by the resurrection violence. But we can dare to say to them, those who still fight wars, those who still oppress others, those who still define people as enemies, those who still inflict pain on others, we can say to them, you are the losers. Not us. You are the losers. Because guess what? Life, as Tutu would say, life is stronger than death. Light is stronger than darkness, as he would say. So they are losers with their most expensive weapons. They are losers. But those who heed the guidance of the shepherd, they are the ones who will remain victorious, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And so we can also say to those who are being victimized, those who are abused, those whose lives are being quenched every day and choked every day, we say, the momentary afflictions, they can never measure up to the glory that is to come. That's what we say to them, because we see life in the eyes of the resurrection hope. And so those who follow are drawn into something new. They are formed and become a people who live the future of God now, today. The kingdom and reign of God now, today. They are a people who embody love in a world of hate. A people who practice justice and fairness in the world that is unfair and so unequal. They are people who carry hope into places of despair. These are those who are led and guided by the shepherd. The shepherd will guide us. The shepherd will guide us, walking in front, and we would follow. And Jesus indeed did walk in front. When he was crucified, he walked ahead of us so that we may have life and have it to the full. So we are not called back to what was. We are rather being drawn forward into what God is making new. The risen shepherd is calling. Hear his voice among all the voices that are there in the world. Hear the shepherd's calling. The risen shepherd is guiding. See his light in this glamorous world. See the shepherd's light. The risen shepherd is giving life. He's the one who gives life. And the question is not, will we find our way towards the shepherd? No. The question rather is, will we follow the one who has found us and calls us by name? Will we follow that one? To God be the glory, now and always. Amen. May I request then that we go back to that first song, can we? The Good Shepherd.